Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on this Friday morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass joining us here today. And we're previewing K-State Homecoming 2019. And joining us in studio are Jessica Elmore, Associate Director of Diversity Programs. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Colin Just, he's the Assistant Director of Student Programs. Good morning.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And Homecoming is always an exciting time of year. Just a little more than a week away, I guess, here. What is this year's theme?
Yeah, this year's theme is Manhattan's Place on Earth. You know, we love Manhattan, and so it's just a really great opportunity for us to be able to provide the community with our 104th anniversary of the homecoming. So we're excited about that.
And I know there's a lot of activities that we're going to talk about here today. Events really get kicked off on the 20th of October.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we're going to kick off with the 5K walk run. That's going to start about 10 a.m. So if you are interested in participating, it's a great opportunity to participate. Our benefactor is the Boys and Girls Club of Manhattan. And so we're just really excited about this year being able to do that. This is our 15th anniversary as well for our 5K walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the early bird registration date for that was actually yesterday, the 10th. But individuals can still sign up for that leading up to the race for a cost of $25.
Okay, so, and that usually probably gets a well attended, I imagine.
Definitely. We probably have about over 1,000 runners, so we're excited about that. So if people are interested, they can go to k-state.com/5k if they're interested.
And this is probably something that happens rain or shine, I imagine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rain or shine, we're going to be running.
And you can walk, too, if you're not much of a runner like myself. If you're just out there trying to enjoy the weather, then you're welcome to, you know, to keep it at a slower pace if that's more your speed.
All right. So that's the 5K race Sunday, October 20th, and it gets going at 10 a.m. to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Manhattan. What else have we got going on after that?
After that, we have quite a few different activities and events. We have Paint the Ville, which is great because Aggieville allows us to paint windows. So our homecoming committee, which is about 40 students, they will work with our entire university campus, and they pick windows, and they'll get to design those. So we're excited. So if you're down in Aggieville on that Friday, they'll be doing that. But we'll start on Monday, the 21st, and you'll be able to see the school spirit. Another great thing I think is great for families is the Children's Carnival. The Children's Carnival will be at the K-State Student Union. That's on that Thursday, October 24th. So definitely bring out the kiddos. There'll be a lot of great activities that our students will be putting on for the community. And then, of course, Friday is the homecoming parade. Mm-hmm. We love the homecoming parade. That'll actually start at 5 p.m., starting at the Manhattan Town Center, going down Points, and then we'll go down Aggieville and end at the City Park. But right before the parade, Aggieville's going to be doing the trick-or-treat, so make sure you get the kiddos in the costumes and come out and get some great treats there. And then we'll end that after the pep rally, and then, of course, K-State basketball team, they're going to be playing against Emporia, so it's going to be a fun-filled week, and we're going to culminate that with the homecoming game, of course, on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, everyone gets excited for homecoming. It's not just the students who are here on campus and the people who live in the community, but alumni come back for this as well.
Yes.
Absolutely, and that's a big part of you know, why we at the Alumni Association get so excited for it, because it's a perfect piece to combine, you know, both present and past students and get the community involved. So it's really got alumni written all over it.
What did you say most alumni look forward to the most, in addition to the football game, of course?
I'd say probably the pep rally. We're really excited. Our grand marshal this year is Jordy Nelson. Mm-hmm. The floats are always fantastic. And just to see everybody come out and go down Points, and just it's fall, so it feels very football season. K-State, everybody's got their purple on. So the band, you know, we love the band. So I think that's probably one of the favorites when our alum come back.
And people need to get excited because it's a big game for K-State. They're playing Oklahoma in the homecoming game. Was that planned this year for this to be the Oklahoma game?
I mean, for as long as I have known, it's been OU on the schedule. Okay. So, you know, definitely a big game for K-State. And so I'm hoping we can take, you know, this bye week and work out some kinks, you know, figure a couple things out. But I have confidence, you know, in our boys that they're going to come out and show up for homecoming day. So.
All right. Well, the parade's obviously a big part of that. October 25th, you mentioned how many floats or the different floats that you have there. Is there a deadline that people need to register if they haven't done so already for that?
They can still register. If they just go to k-state.com/homecoming, they'll be able to see that they can sign up for that. We'll be taking it probably up to the 15th of October. So if people are interested, you can have a float, you can walk in the parade, or just, you know, attend.
Cool. Let's see. And moving on, just kind of some more events here. There's a pregame tailgate, I understand.
Yes, we're going to have a tailgate in Cat Town. So a all-you-can-eat buffet kind of breakfast brunch. Tickets are on sale, and we will close our registration for October 20th. And so we want to make sure that people know about that. That's going to be a great opportunity for families to get together before the game.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk more homecoming activities in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.